You know, you two are receiving an award that in the past has gone to the likes of, Toni Morrison, Arthur Miller, Stephen Sondheim. How does it feel?
Well, I worry that the standards are declining for the Pell Awards. I think fundamentally we're extremely honored. I think I can speak for both of us.
You can indeed.
But Oscar, you, of course, are now the leader of the Public Theater in New York, a place, correct me if I'm wrong, with 5 performing places and a nightclub, not to mention Shakespeare in Central Park, in the biggest theater town in the United States, if not the world. How is running the Public Theater different from running a theater like Trinity, or isn't it?
It's a different scale. It's obviously a much larger operation. But I'd say that the key difference is that although we are very much a New York theater at the Public, we are also trying to be at the heart of the American theater community. We're really speaking to the whole theater community across the country. Whereas at Trinity, the great joy of Trinity was that we were at the heart of a community. We were at the heart of Rhode Island, where Trinity still resides. And that's a very different emphasis, in a way, on what role the theater is serving.
Well, you do have Lori, and that would be you, Lori. You've produced theater in Los Angeles. You've been affiliated with the Paris Review, which is in New York, Lapham's Quarterly. Mm-hmm. What would you say was the highlight of your career?
Lots of highlights. I'm more of a worker bee than the leader that Oscar is. But theater and literature have been defining forces of my life. And I was privileged to work both at the Goodman Theater with great artists like David Mamet and Tennessee Williams and Gregory Mosher. Then I moved to L.A. and worked at the Mark Taper Forum, where Oscar was working, and that's mm-hmm. where he and I met.
That's right.
But then moving to New York, once it was very clear Oscar had the theater thing covered, I chose to work at the publishing and literature field and was lucky enough to be hired by Philip Gurevich, who was editor at the Paris Review. As director of development was my role, and then with Lewis Lapham at Lapham's Quarterly, another gorgeous magazine. And I'm really, really proud of the work I was able to do in helping those institutions keep alive.
Oscar, what future do you see for the nonprofit theater, like the Public or Trinity Rep?
Let me be intemperate enough to suggest that the struggle about the future of the American theater exactly mirrors the greater political struggles that are happening in our country right now. What Trinity stands for and what the Public stand for is the idea that culture needs to belong to everyone, that culture is not a commodity that should be measured by the marketplace and bought and sold, but that it's an aspect of being a citizen of a democracy. And I think the great struggle that we're having in this country right now is whether there is actually room for a definition of America that doesn't depend on the marketplace, that isn't about wealth. And in that struggle, I think the nonprofit theater has a really critical role. There are values that we have in the theater, in the arts, that can't be measured by money. And that's why we have a nonprofit system.
The values that you fight for are what?
For me, the core issue is the fact that the culture belongs to everyone. That if this, the promise of the American democracy is that everybody is equal in the eyes of the country as a whole. We may have different levels of income, we may have different levels of education, but that does not make anybody a second-class citizen. Mm-hmm. And what happens in Trinity Rep, I think just is the par excellence version of this, is that it holds out to a community a way of seeing itself, holding up a mirror to the community that makes a community proud of itself, understand mm-hmm. itself as an inclusive group of everybody.
At the Public, you've won Tony Awards for shows such as Fun Home, A Revival of Hair, and, of course, Hamilton. This great play about Alexander Hamilton.
Yeah.
A magnificent production that you dramaturged, I guess we could say. Mm-hmm. Dramaturgy.
And produced.
You had a lot to do with helping them get it going. This really gets to the key that the United States is a nation of immigrants.
Exactly right.
Which is a cliche, but it's absolutely true.
And well, Bill, you say it's a cliche, but it's a cliche that the political, the presidential candidate for one of our two major political parties is doing everything to deny. he's actually suggesting that we should build a wall between ourselves and Mexico.
Right.
He's completely rejecting the idea that the strength of America is the fact that we are a nation of immigrants. That's what makes us special, if anything does. And the show is a complete affirmation and celebration of that, which is why I think it's been embraced so fanatically by so many people.
Oscar Eustace, Laura Eustace, thank you very much.
Thank you, Bill. It's been a pleasure.